You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
Welcome, everybody, to Side B of this week's Clock Radio Speakers. This is Doc. You can follow me on Twitter if you want. Follow the show. That's the most important thing at CRS Podcast. And as always, I'm joined by Armand. What's going on, man?
Buku.
Lord of mercy. That is my impression of KRS-One.
Oh, okay.
Who is sadly missing on.
I was going to say, whenever we get the CRS soundboard up and running, I need a whole quadrant of it for Swiss beat stuff, but I think more tunes for your head top is going to be on there.
Absolutely.
Some take that. Definitely some puffery.
Puffery's definitely necessary.
Yeah, maybe KRS, a couple of KRS lines. I can see that.
Yeah. Just different parts of the beginning of Step Into a World before the beat drops.
And definitely a whole array of whistles and horns and hand clap. I need like 5 different hand claps so I can just, start making rhythms on the fly.
More hand claps, please.
Except on this song.
Did you read Just Blaze's AMA?
I did not.
He had the nerve to say no more. I think Just Blaze he exaggerates some of his stories. He said he came up with no more hand claps on accident. There's no way that was on accident.
I've heard that as well.
Man, get out of here.
He said he has told that story before.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Go. Oh, and speaking of that, there are more beat battles coming.
Mm.
2 have been confirmed. 1 is Southside versus Lex Luger.
Mm.
And the second is Funkmaster Flex versus DJ Clue.
How does that one work?
That's what I'm saying. What are they going to play?
Maybe, I was going to say, songs from their mixtapes? I'm not really sure. Flex is just going to sit there and just start yelling about Big Truck Series? I'd vote him the winner just based off that.
Listen, RIP Big Cap. Big Cap did die. Oh, man. If Big Cap could come out or Fat Man Scoop could do a Big Cap impersonation, he'd automatically win. Because who's Clue going to bring out? Envy? Duro? It's not going to work.
Fab obviously will be up there for him.
Yeah, Fab would be up there. Listen, if you bring back the whole Desert Storm, so if you bring back the A-Team, Button, Fab, you bring like some unreleased stack bundles, you might get a little nudge.
I don't know how that one works.
I mean, but who's Flex going to, Flex is going to bring out like Yvette Michelle.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is he going to play?
He's going to have rappers come out and do classic freestyles from his mixtape series.
Listen, if the Locks come out and do the Cream freestyle, or if Mace comes out and does
right, see, that's an idea.
One of the greatest freestyles in hip hop history.
Yeah, he talk about skating over it. My goodness.
Yeah, yeah. Don't debate me. There's nothing to debate. Go Funkmaster Flex, Mixtape Volume 2, Mace over Wu-Tang Clan, ain't nothing to F with. Go listen to it right now.
Volume 2 is the best one, right? It's
It's
got the best moments, right? Like, it's long and kind of unwieldy, and there's a lot of tracks, but there's
Cormega over the Heaven to Hell remix. There's the Nas freestyle. There's the Jay freestyle.
There's some DJ Cool. Let me clear my throat.
Yeah, I remember that. I feel, honestly, dog, and I think we've talked about this.
Yeah,
I feel like I like 3 better than 2.
3 is when he started making actual songs, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at 3 right now. So this is DMX over Give Up the Goods. This is Charlie Baltimore, Cameron, and Raekwon over Incarcerated Scarfaces. This is Wild for the Night. This is Cannabis over Ice Cream.
That's pretty good.
Oh, this has Missy Elliott over Triumph. Oof.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah.
See, that like Mace over that Wu-Tang beat might be just the greatest might be the greatest moment across any of those Funk Flex tapes, right?
It's got Volume 3 has Wu-Tang Put Your Hammer Down.
No.
What you mean no? Are you kidding me?
That record is no.
You bug. I found that instrumental too.
If you find Diesel, then we're in business.
I think the Diesel instrumental is out.
Well, I'm sure it is, but now that's what I'm talking about.
Listen, Soul in the Hole is the greatest soundtrack of all time. Don't do that.
That could be a few
Loud
episodes.
Records. Loud Records in 1998. Yep, Diesel instrumental is out. Loud Records in 1999. Is that what that was? 98. Yeah. So that's Sauce Money. Oh my God, Sauce Money Against the Grain. people who are like dying for us to review More Life are like, why? Are
right.
debating
if
you
if this is your first time tuning in the Concrete Speakers, first of all, welcome. Sometimes this happens.
Whatever.
More tune for your headshot. Okay, I'm going to say that about 5,000 more times before we. All right, let's talk about. All right. Anything else you want to say before we talk about More Life?
Just Batman, dun 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 dun. But we'll get there.
We'll get there. This is the long-awaited playlist.
Yeah.
And we had no idea what a playlist was supposed to mean.
And I think we know what it is now.
I think we should talk about that. The question is, you want to talk about that later or now?
I think we should talk about it now.
So Drake has a very specific idea in his mind of what an album is versus like what a mixtape is, even though due to the way streaming works now, everything's just going to be out anyway. So I think playlist is sort of the new mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
I think he very clearly wanted to lower expectations after Views.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
And I also think it allows him to do the kind of thing that he wants to do where he's veering from style to style like you might in a playlist.
Yep.
Right. So it kind of works out. What's unfortunate is that he doesn't actually take advantage of the playlist format because this is 81 minutes and 41 seconds, which means if they really wanted to, they could do like they did for Views. They could chop something off of here and all of a sudden it's going to be on a CD and I'd be stunned if that didn't happen.
Yeah. There's a couple places you could chop. There's a little chopper style that could go on right. around here.
Right.
So to me, I agree with you. These are different styles that Drake wants to do. This is three EPs in one.
Oh, that's
interesting. You can hear it even down to the sequencing and when certain records cut off and how they start. Mm. Like if you're listening, for example, I should have wrote this down, but I believe the first eight songs are one EP. I feel like the first EP ends with 4422.
Mm.
And then Galchester start. God, that is just so corny.
Galchester into KMT?
Yeah, KMT. I believe KMT starts the third EP.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm judging it off of there is a little bit of dead space between tracks 7 and 8 and tracks 14 and 15 to separate them.
See, when I heard that, I was noticing how short some of these are. And what I thought is I wondered how many of these were outtakes from the oft-rumored Kanye Drake project. Because there are so many songs here that are short and they'll just sort of like fade out after like two verses.
Listen, man, we're going to talk about Drake and Kanye.
We're talking about it.
Oh, we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
So what was the first initial surprise to me of this album is like, okay, Fake Love is here, which we'll talk about later. But yeah. where are the other records?
Right. Especially Sneaking. We talked about that.
Right. 21 Savage, nowhere to be found on here, which is sort of surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not mad at that. Sorry, 21 Savage. Like, but instead we get Giggs, who we'll be talking about fairly soon.
Boy, oh boy.
Boy, oh boy. Before we go track by track, is there anything else?
It's turkey.
is there anything else you want to talk about?
Let's talk about this music, man. Let's go.
We open with Free Smoke.
Yeah.
Produced by Boy Wonder, Alan Ritter, and somebody named Akira Woodgrain, which doesn't even sound real.
Yo, Alan Ritter got some credits, yo.
Yeah. As does
1985
is all over the place. We'll talk about him in a minute. I'm guessing Akira Woodgrain is responsible for the opener.
I believe because the opener, that's Hiatus Coyote.
Right.
I heard Free Smoke like 3 weeks ago, a month ago.
Mm.
And it had this sample in it. But yeah, I'm assuming that's her. I don't know her name, but Hiatus Coyote, if you don't know about Hiatus Coyote, they are amazing. And Choose Your Weapon was either my number one or number two album of the year. Was that last year? Or was that 2015? I don't remember. But yeah, amazing.
So the first time I heard this album, I listened to it on headphones,
mm-hmm.
which was a mistake.
Yes, it is.
This is not a headphone album
at all.
And it's an album. This is not a headphone album in any way, shape, like, or whatever. Like, no.
Nope. Nope.
This is for the car.
Yep.
This is designed to be played loud.
Yep.
You got to get yourself the, you know, like whatever magical speakers Dr. Dre has in his studio where everything sounds amazing. Like that's what this is designed for. The bigger, the better. Free Smoke sounds ridiculous in the car.
Yes, it does.
And when I first heard it on headphones, I was like, eh. But when you hear it in the car, you're like, oh, right. I get it.
Yep.
Drake is bragging all over the place, but that's kind of the point of this song.
Yep.
And the song grew on me. I kind of like this song. How do you feel about Free Smoke?
I like it. I think it's dope. I like it. I think it's dope. I think it totally works as an intro. I love high energy intros. Mm. And even with Drake consistently, it seems like I'm thinking about this on the fly, so I may kind of sound weird unpacking this thought out, but Drake is consistently known for slower intros. We would say up until this point, his most up-tempo intro is probably Tuscan Leather, right?
No. What was the opening record on If You're Reading This?
That was Energy, right? No, that was Legend.
Legend.
But Legend's kind of slow.
A little slow. To me, though, the tone of the first couple tracks here reminds me of how he decided he wanted to open If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. A total contrast with Views.
Agreed.
Which opens with that bombastic over-the-top.
Bombastic. Semi-fantastic.
Mr. Lover Lover. Romance. You really got to dig deep on that romance and then sort of roll on up. Listen, you want to go bar for bar with Shaggy, I'm here for it. Like,
oh my God. Shaggy album cuts, is that what we're doing? Is that how deep we can
go? No. We're only Shaggy singles over here on Clack Radio Spingles.
That's cool. Okay, then I got you. Then that works. But I like this. I think Free Smoke works. This is dope.
Okay, let's talk about No Long Talk featuring Giggs. Produced by Murder Beats and Q Beats. Another hard beat.
Mm-hmm.
A little slower, feeling kind of like initially I'm like, okay, it's almost like an iteration of If You're Reading This, It's Too Late.
Mm-hmm.
Nice decision by Murder Beats to get that tag, because now people will actually know who Murder Beats is.
Mm-hmm.
Not really sure how much I like Drake rapping like he's Jamaican. Like, it's a problem. I mean, it's not the biggest problem on this song, but it's a problem.
I'm good on this record. Like, it's cool. Like, it's okay. It's not trash. It's really okay.
I mean,
and I don't need Giggs either.
I could really do without Giggs. I mean, the song's only 2.5 minutes as is, but you could just cut Giggs and I'd be totally fine with it.
Yep. We'll get there.
Okay.
Because I'm not done talking about Giggs.
And so now, in the spirit of this playlist, we're swerving. We go to Passion Fruit.
Completely swerving. Yep.
Produced by Nana Rogues. No idea who that is. Look, we've got not just Pop Drake. Like, this almost to me kind of feels a little like... So it's like you can draw the lineage all the way back to Just Hold On, We're Going Home.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But the melodies and the vibes feel very Pharrellish, but sort of filtered through a Drake lens, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So let me ask you this, because you have the credits and I don't.
Yeah.
So Majid Jordan didn't write this?
No.
Really? Are they on this album at all?
Nope.
We're going to take your sound and take your soul and... kick you out the back door. You gonna reveal the secrets of the OVO concentration camp? Time for you to go.
I don't see Majid Jordan anywhere here.
That's crazy.
Now,
Passion Fruit is absolutely a Majid Jordan record.
Right. Now, 1985, who is half of Division, and 1985, of course, has done, you know, he did Hotline Bling, he did a bunch of the, you know, these sort of records off of Views. He's all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. Just, you know.
That's your reason. 1985 is the reason Views isn't viewed as Drake's worst album.
I mean, for some people, it still might be.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm sorry.
But then the argument is, well, Drake's biggest record, some of Drake's biggest records on this album. So that kind of saves it.
But Passion Fruit, only Drake can get away with making a song called Passion Fruit.
Absolutely.
Unless it was Rick Ross talking about something else entirely.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we and Wale could probably do like a spoken word about Passion Fruit.
Spoken word.
Some snaps.
Yeah. Some people have gone crazy on this song.
They really have.
I think this is dope, but I wouldn't. It's not like out of here. This is because there's a record that we're going to talk about in a bit that if they're not pushing the radio immediately, they're dumb.
I'm curious to know what that is for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. The record's dope. It takes a little bit to get going, but once it gets going, it starts off with G Jordan, and I could see what you're saying about it hitting that Pharrell wave.
Yeah.
That's low key kind of just because you know how we feel about Pharrell on the show. But I'll let it fly. I'll allow it.
Okay.
The record's cool.
Mm. Just cool.
I mean, it's dope. Here's the thing. This album, I'm going to be talking about this album in 2 or 3 months. Both of these albums that we're reviewing on this show will make it through the summer.
Yeah.
Because I have to hear this album outside when it's like 70 degrees at 7 o'clock at night and the sun is still out.
Right. The first time I heard this, it was indoors. I had headphones on and it was cold outside.
Right.
That's a problem.
Right.
Now, yesterday and today, 50 degree days, which considering we just got like a foot of snow last week, I'll take. All of a sudden, hey, I can see it. No, I like Passion Fruit. I think some people have gone a little extreme with how dope it is, but I think it's really good. And there's a handful of records on here. Any one of them might catch fire with radio. So I wouldn't be surprised if they sort of let sort of the streaming charts play out and see what picks up stream fastest. But Passion Fruit in a weird way, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a sort of a slow burn where much like not quite as good, but much like how like initially Hotline Bling sort of sat there and nobody really cared for a while. I wonder if Passion Fruit will sort of have legs. I could see it. I mean, the problem is an interesting way. Drake's almost making too many radio-friendly records right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Track 4. Is this... I'm gonna butcher this. How am I pronouncing this?
Georgia.
Georgia Interlude. Yeah. Produced by 40.
Yeah.
Samples doing it wrong. Drake sampling Drake. This is classic 40.
Yeah.
It's short, to the point. It's Georgia Interlude, but it's both Drake and Georgia, so it works, unlike an interlude that'll come later. I like it. It works well coming right after Passion. It's a great bridge between Passion Fruit and Get It Together.
Yep.
Okay, so now, is it time to talk about Get It Together?
Really good Singleton, and Georgia Smith is, hello. Ooh. If you're listening to the show, I'm a fan.
I was going to say, and Armand's voice has dipped a couple octaves.
and so for like the two women who listen to this show on a weekly basis, not including a friend of the show, Marissa.
I was going to say, not including my wife.
Not at all.
No. You were about to go into, this is Quiet Storm Radio. On Clark
Producer. I was about to go into Boys to Men on Bending Knee, baby. I'm sorry. Please forgive me for all I've done. Yep, I was going there. But I'm back. I'm back. Yes, let's talk Get It Together, please.
Get It Together, the record that J-Lo was supposed to be on.
She was supposed... No, 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 no. This is the record I text you about.
What do you mean?
This is a record called Superman by Black Coffee.
No, I understand that. I'm telling you.
Hold on. Let me.
Go ahead.
Superman.
Yeah.
I'm beating on my desk. Superman is one of the greatest house records ever.
Mm-hmm.
You do not put J-Lo on that record. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. I understand what you're trying to do, and I get it. And if I was in your position, I probably would do it too, if we're being honest.
Right.
Mm-mm. Nope. Don't do that. You're fine. Georgia did just fine.
Right. There's an Instagram video of Drake like playing the version with J-Lo for a bit, and you hear J-Lo's voice, and you're like, oh, no.
No, where's this at?
It's on the Genius page for Get It Together.
Oh, shoot. Nope. We're playing that right now. Hold up.
So while you're getting that together, produced by 1985 and 40, but
what? It's the same song as Superman.
They're adding stuff on top.
No, they're not.
They're adding a little bit.
They add absolutely nothing to the beat. Nothing.
The filter. 40 had to get in there and turn the knob. Listen, that filter actually is amazing. We'll get to talk about this in a second. Did you find it?
Nah, I don't know. I can't find it.
All right, hold on.
I don't know how far down this. Oh, is this Drake samples? Oh, never mind. Nope, that's not it.
You ready? So if you are you on the Get It Together page?
What's the Get It Together? Oh,
it's on Genius.
On Rap Genius. Oh, I'm on their Instagram.
Oh no.
Okay. Nope. I'm going. Okay, there we go.
And then in the right side under Read More.
No. Okay, it's still not coming up just because I'm looking at it on my iPad.
Oh, so yeah.
All right, whatever. Can you play it?
Sure, hold on.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
No.
But you can hear J-Lo's voice speaking through, and it's like,
no.
Doesn't work at all.
No.
Right.
No. No, I'm almost kind of, it took me a while to get used to Georgia Smith.
Mm.
Like, listen, y'all. The only thing that Drake changed, he sings the hook, and obviously he can't sing Can You Be My Superman.
Right.
So they changed it to You Need to Get That Ish Together. That's right. The only change. Georgia Smith's lyrics, right. Cadence, all that is directly ripped from Superman.
Right. Not that dissimilar from what he did for the record Take Care, actually.
That's exactly what it, yep.
But this is a smash. 100%. That the filter hook, Drake singing that hook, is out of here.
Listen,
out of here. I know it's the same thing. It doesn't matter. This is going to be gigantic.
I love Superman so much. Mm. I don't even care. Put it out. I don't care.
You don't like singles anyway.
I need a mashed up mega mix of both songs. I'm having to do it myself.
I was gonna say we could just slice in Drake's hook, which is all you really want.
Yeah, I need both hooks though.
That hook is great though. It's simple, but it's just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate 40 coming in and turning the knob because it really works.
You said the filter.
Yeah, get it together.
I'm shocked you like this record.
What do you mean I'm shocked?
This just isn't really your. This doesn't feel like it's your speed. I'm glad you like it.
I mean, you know, it's like when the stereotypical white girl goes to the islands for spring break and comes back with the braids. You know.
Oh my god.
It's just. When you hear this out loud and you're not listening on headphones upstairs in your office taking notes, like, this is the record to dance to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love it. I'm not, we're good. I'm very curious to see it as a single just because it's such a cult classic. I'm very curious to see how the masses would take to this record.
So many people have no idea about this record, though.
I agree.
Okay.
I understand that.
But here's the thing. If they don't want to push this one, they could just push the next one.
Oh, the Madiba Rhythm?
Madiba Rhythm, which produced by 1985, Frank Dukes and Charlie Handsome. And by the way, as soon as I play this out loud for Marissa, she immediately started clapping along the Diwali Rhythm from Wayne Wonder's No Letting Go. And it absolutely works. And secondly, I started dying.
Oh my God.
She's just like just perfectly right in time. And I was like, oh no. And it works. But no, I like Madiba Rhythm. How do you like it?
Yeah, it's cool.
Mm. No, I like this whole sequence. This whole three through six, I'm in.
It's amazing. Yeah, and it's amazing that was the complaint, because I think we need to talk about rapper Drake, because everybody, my phone was blowing up all weekend. What do you think of More Life? What do you think of More Life? And every single response was, it's taking too long for him to rap. It's six tracks in. I'm good.
Singer Drake is better than rapper Drake.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there because when we get rapper Drake, we'll talk about it. But here, in 2017, I know what I'm getting from Drake.
Mm.
I know what I'm getting for Drake. This is his what? Seventh project, eighth project, something like that. At this point, I know what I'm getting.
Well, so especially because, you know, I think he's purposely not getting as much assistance on the rapping side. I still, like, you look at these credits, a lot of people credited, but that's because they're all samples or you know, like Stara is credited with Help on Fake Love because she probably wrote the hook. No problem crediting there, but when it comes to actual rapping, no. There's no Q Miller types lurking in the cut.
Yeah.
Drake really took that to heart.
Oh, and you can tell because spoiler alert.
And so, unfortunately, that means we're not getting as good of a Drake as we could possibly get.
I think rapper Drake on here is just fine. I don't have any problems with rapper Drake.
I don't know if I have any problems with it, but yeah, we'll
get
there.
It wasn't so many chains, they call me Channing Tatum. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't mad. Actually, there was some pretty good rapping on this album. And you can tell that him never being in the GOAT conversation is bothering him because Meek catches a lot of bullets on this album. Meek catches a bunch of shots. Joe Budden catches a couple shots. Birdman catches a shot or two. Pusha catches another shot or two. Like,
Pusha's been really quiet.
Listen, man.
Do we need like a milk box, like a milk carton?
I've seen him on Instagram Live. He put out some shoes with Adidas. At this point, you baited Drake for like 3 years. He finally responded. If you respond around the time your album comes out, I don't respect it. Cause you should have had freaking no Vaseline. Like, you should have had Hit Him Up already ready in the event that he was going to respond. You should have been put something out. So, Unless he's ascribing to that Nicki Minaj, I'll respond when I want to sort of thing.
Because he's on Boss Time or some dumb stuff.
Yeah, but like, you were the one baiting.
Hmm.
So this wasn't like Remy, where Remy shot the first shot, you know, the first blatant shot. Push has been shooting at Drake for years. You should have had that ready, G. Pusha lost a lot of rap points when not responding with me. Not that rap points mean much. It's not like, oh my God.
I just picture you having. I was gonna say, you've got a big whiteboard in your apartment. You just keeping a tally.
Yeah, it's a dry erase board. Just and then walk off. Pusha T now has 46 rap points. That's not happening.
But I like Madiba Rhythm. So let's talk about Blem.
Yep.
Produced by T-Minus and Frank Dukes. The return of T-Minus.
Yep.
And he's making some Caribbean jams. You know, in a weird way, if you listen to like the main melody, it's actually that kind of way that effect that he likes to put on his synths. That's his trademark, but it's sort of the up to date OVO sound. I'm not mad at this record. I really like the melody that comes in at the end, and Lionel Rich in the outro made me laugh.
Yeah.
The song is cool. I'm not mad at Blem. The name is stupid, but you know, that's a problem elsewhere on this album.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about Blem?
It's okay. It's cool. It's not trash. The hook is really catchy. It's all right. At this point, I am ready for a switch though.
And we get a switch with a bridge to that switch from 4422, which says featuring Sampha, but this is just a Sampha solo song. Produced by Francis Scott Heat. It took me a while, but I warmed up to this. I like this. You get it. It's got to be the right mood. It's such a jarring transition to the next song, but the actual way that they bring in the melody from the next song at the end of this, and it's a flawless sequence into it. So I'm not mad at that at all. But I'm guessing, knowing how you feel about Sampha, that this is a skip for you.
Sampha still sounds like he's singing with marbles in his mouth.
44. 22.
Like, yeah, you got that. Like, people wanted me to sing that. That wasn't happening. Like, you heard this album on headphones. I heard this loud in my house on Open Sound Radio.
It just came out.
And it just like, it was, I was like, I think I was in the shower. I was getting ready to leave. And I was like, what is this? Like, he's too sad. Like, I want to hug Sampha and ask him if he's okay.
This song took like 3 or 4 listens, but now I'm okay with this song.
That's fine. I guess it's like the first time when you see, like, you find out Verbal Ken is Kaiser Soze. Spoiler alert. So the first maybe time or two or even three, you're catching stuff. You're seeing how everything's pieced together and you're like, yo. But after, you know, listen 3 or 4 or watch 3 or 4, you're like, all right, Verbal's Kaiser. I guess the same way with Sampha. I just couldn't get that far. It really made me sad. It's in the ultralight beam discussion. It's not as bad, but it's like, dude.
Whoa. A lot of slander being thrown towards Ultra Light.
That's a sad song, huh?
Let's talk about Galchester.
Oh.
Produced by iBeats. And yes, it's a lowercase I, capital B for Beats, which is amazing. This beat is hard. And I'm sensing some hesitance on your side.
I'm not going to lie. The song title just completely turns
it, it's really hard to get past it. I totally hear you. This is one of those songs where every single line, or in some cases it's a couplet, where they are designed to be a social media post. Like every single line.
Oh, like all of the rap songs on here is like IG caption Drake in full force.
Galchester is the worst, is the to me is the biggest example of it all. But yeah, Drake is just bragging all over here, but this is ridiculous in the car, and it's a tidy 3 minutes and 9 seconds. I'm not mad at this. The name is stupid, but I'm not mad at this.
Yeah, I'll have to check it later.
Yeah. Try this. Yeah. Try this one again. What do you want to say about the Skepta interlude?
I never need to hear this again.
So this is just a Skepta song?
Yeah.
I'm not a Skepta fan, so really sorry, UK rap fans, but this is a total waste of my time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All this stuff reeks of I need a hood pass in London.
Well, it's sort of like, it's like when, was it 2004 when Jay did Beware with the Boys?
Oh my God, you are trash. Like, they need a hood pass from Punjabi MC.
It's Punjabi MC in The Rock. No,
One, two. Oh my God. Oh, that record was so bad.
Let's talk about Portland featuring Quavo and Travis Scott, produced by Murder Beats and Q Beats.
This beat is hilarious.
It's that's a recorder, right?
Yeah. I mean, the funny part is that, again, Drake taking advantage or benefiting off of meme culture.
Well, I mean, sure. I mean, it took me about 5 seconds before I realized all I could picture when I hear this is Ron Burgundy with the flute, like. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah. You've seen that video, right?
What video?
Somebody's totally mashed that together.
Oh, I'm sure they have. Like, it's completely nuts. So here's the thing about Portland. I'm really sorry, Drake, but this is Quavo's song, 100%. Drake sounds not out of place, but this is Quavo's record. He is the king of the ad-lib game right now, and it's tremendous. Mm. I'm a Quavo fan. Drake and Travis are fine on this. Travis Scott, does he have another way to jump on to a song where he's not the main artist? It's like the same. The one thing I really noticed about this, like, I find this hook hilariously ironic, because Quavo and Travis are on a song talking about not letting people ride your wave.
Talk about it.
But Drake is on this song.
Yes, he is. And,
I mean, it would have been even funnier if Kanye could have been on it too, but like, this whole album is Drake riding a lot of waves.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not mad at this record. I'm actually kind of surprised. I mean, I shouldn't be, because of the hilariousness of the recorder sample. Like, this song really, like, got a lot of attention online quickly. I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of those songs that might even pop up, like, on the charts quickly just because of all the streaming, and then maybe die down a bit.
Yeah.
But this really just makes me remember, right, I kind of need a Quavo solo album at this point.
All right. Y'all have fun with it.
It works. You don't like the skirt ad-libs? Skirt.
Funny guy. Yep. Threw a shot. That'll be out later this week.
Anything else you want to say about Portland?
Nah, because I'm not crazy about this record. I'm good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, wow. So yeah, you don't like 4422 Galchester or Portland. So this is a really struggle section of the album for you.
Yep.
Sacrifices featuring Dos Cadenas and Thugga, produced by T-Minus.
Oh, this is T-Minus. Okay.
T-Minus. The beat is fine.
The beat just merely is a canvas for this flow. All three of them absolutely destroy this flow.
Hmm. The biggest surprise here is Young Thug, who finally found the off switch for autotune. But
man, yeah,
I kind of wanted him to put it back on.
Nah.
He
nah.
Because when he's go ahead.
when he's not, yeah, when he's not doing all that, like, I don't mind Thug at all.
Well, to me, the thing is, like, the second half of his verse, when he starts supplementing, like, the harmonizing with the auto-tune with his normal rapping, that's when it all comes together.
Mm-hmm.
But the first half of it, I was like, who is this? Not in a good way, but like, who is this? Who is, what is this, generic P rapper? Like, I don't, like, who just jumped on here? But people are reacting to this, like Young Thug all of a sudden, you know, has the ghost of Sean Corey Carter in him or something. It's like, relax, everybody. Relax. It's still Young Thug. But you really like the flows on here.
But that's online. Like, people, sure. People really hold Young Thug in a high regard. But then when you talk about Thug offline, like, he doesn't nearly get this sort of response. I love this flow. I think everybody kills it. I think Drake is good all around. I think Chains probably has the best verse lyrically, just in terms of keeping my attention. And Thug just skates on this record flow-wise. Like, he just, it's Blades of Steel. Like, it's crazy. So I actually like this record. This record works for me.
So I made the mistake of, sorry, I got sidetracked. I made the mistake of looking at an Instagram post from Shiv, who is Pusha T's manager now.
Oh, okay.
Right. You remember Shiv.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hope the distant friend of the show.
Yeah, distant friend of the show. And it is a whiteboard that is showing the very tail end of what appear to be a bunch of tracks. And then it's separated out into, like, tallying up what's been done for the album, what hasn't been done.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No feature. One feature, because that other feature doesn't count.
This was?
Yeah. Yeah, so Gotti, Yo Gotti and 2 Chainz. I might need to steal this for my album. Song lengths.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yep.
Yeah.
Stealing this post.
Sorry, I got sidetracked. Anyway.
No, that's interesting.
Sacrifices is okay. It's 5 minutes. I don't know. I'm cool. It's not bad. If I'm listening to the whole album, I'll let it play, but I'm not really looking for the song.
Okay.
So next up we get Nothings into Somethings, produced by a whole bunch of people who have never heard it before. G-Rye, Wallace Lane, and Nabeen. I have no idea who these people are, but they've got Drake on that So Far Gone vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at this. It's short. It's effective.
Mm-hmm.
If this were like even a minute longer, I'd be starting to be like, but just right for what it is. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. This is one of those records, like, it had to grow on me.
Yeah.
When you let this album play, it sounds completely different. You don't let it skip. It sounds completely different because it just kind of takes you into a world, which is what albums are supposed to do, I guess, or playlists, excuse me.
more tunes for your head.
Yes, more life. Lick a shot. But when you hear, I don't say I want to hear Nothings into Somethings, but when you let this play out, like, the song is a lot better within the context of the album. So
agreed.
It works. I'm good.
And it's a nice after the, especially if you do Galchester, Skept, Interlude, Portland, Sacrifices, it's a good, let's do a different thing here.
I need a break. Yep.
Well, and it really, it serves as like that palate cleanse, because you really need to, everyone's going to pay attention to Teenage Fever.
Yes.
Produced by Hagler. Speaking of the So Far Gone, or maybe even Take Care vibe.
Oh, this is super Take Care.
If you would have told me that you could sample the hook to J-Lo's If You Have My Love and it would work, yep, I would have laughed at you. And yet here we are.
Yep.
This record works surprisingly well.
Yep.
I can't believe how much I like the sample on the hook. Yeah.
Yep.
This record caught me completely by surprise.
Yep. Yeah, the hook is what threw me off. Like, what? But it totally worked.
You like this?
Yeah, this was cool. Hey, side note, mm-hmm, Rick Ross has already announced his next album.
What's it called?
I'm looking for a title right now. I just saw somebody tweet about it, but it's somebody who I know is actually legitimate. So I'm looking, but we'll get there.
Okay. No, I like Teenage Fever a lot. On an, you know, so far in this album, we've heard, you know, Caribbean Jams Drake. We've heard Wannabe Grime Drake. We've heard ATL Trap Drake. You know, we're getting all these different flavors, and he kind of needed to bring it back to this.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like a, it's like, in all of this, if you're reading this, it's too late, Views sort of thing. Views feels weren't quite Take Care feels.
Yeah.
So a record like Teenage Fever feels like a throwback to the Drake that we all know and love.
Right. Yeah, no, Teenage Fever's dope. The beat, yeah, the beat really kind of gets in your head. It's kind of weird, but it kind of works. Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
All right. Let's talk about KMT featuring Giggs.
Let's do it.
Produced by Ness.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. So completely switching gears back to the hard beats.
Yep. Right?
Yes, this song samples Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wow. Oh, what's the second? He sampled that on Six God too, right?
He sampled something on Six God.
Yeah, I think he sampled Sonic the Hedgehog on Six God. Pretty sure he did.
Why is it that all these grime rappers want to rap over these apocalyptic beats?
I think that's just the sound. And from what I'm hearing, I've heard people say they're not grime rappers. They're UK rappers. I'm not going to lie. I just say I don't know the difference between grime and hip hop.
Right.
If one of our listeners wants to educate us, hit up at CRS Podcast.
Here's the problem.
That'll work.
And this, I really just can't get around this. When I hear a UK rapper over a beat like this, it's like we're sitting down for afternoon tea, but it's the end of the world. I just can't take Giggs seriously. I can't take it seriously. My last name is British. Like, I have English people in my family.
Man,
I'm just telling you. No, I'm telling you, I can't take it seriously.
You're doing the My Best Friend is Black.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I can't take it seriously. I just can't. I can't get past it.
Listen, you weren't a fan of SAS?
No. Here's another problem. It's not like Giggs is really good.
He's not good at all.
That's the killer part.
Look, see, everybody gets on the, though it's funny. Like, here's the funny thing about his verse. So, as a writer, sometimes you know how you want to end the verse. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the ending sneaks up on you and maybe your ending isn't as strong as you'd like for it to be. But it's okay because your verse is really, it's front heavy. So, if you end kind of whack, like, it's cool. Sometimes you write a line or you think of something in your head and you're like, yo, this has to end the verse like this. It's painfully obvious. The Batman, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, like, he had that. And he was like, I'm writing around that. He 1,000% wanted to end his verse like that. Like, I'm about to kill the streets with this.
Streets is on fire this time
streets
around.
Streets is on fire this time around. But to me, the funniest part is him talking about perky turkey breast. Looking how pretty. Look at them turkeys.
You're starting to sound a little bit like Dr. Dre with a British accent, which is outstanding.
Hell yeah. Look at them turkeys.
Oh, see, that's so surprisingly bad. Close. Yeah, Giggs is not good.
It's so bad. It completely it's funny because, like, I like Drake, and this is the record that Drake apparently, we ain't gonna lie, he uses the same flow as the X. I heard how you pronounce his name is XXX Tentacion. Like, apparently he has, like, some Spanish. All right, that works. He kind of takes the flow from the song, but I like it. When I heard it, it was a little faster. The tempo was a little faster. I prefer it faster.
Mm.
But, like, once Giggs come, yo.
Well, once I realized what KMT stood for, I was like,
That has to be more, like, did you see the, like, I feel like when Drake hears, like, new slang, like, his ears perk up, and he's like, oh, putting that in the song.
Did you ever used to watch the TV show The Office?
Here and there, but not, like, super, super into it.
So there's a character on there, Daryl, who would try to convince Michael Scott, like, that there was slang that was new that he hadn't heard of before, and it was all completely made up and ridiculous, but he would get him to repeat it because he wanted to be the cool boss.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what Kiss My Teeth is. Like, that's just
totally what it was.
There's no way that's, I mean, I'm sure it is, but it just sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
Especially coming from Drake. It's like, come on, man.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about Lose You.
Yeah.
Produced by 40 and S2, who is 40's new guy.
S2. I thought S1, is S1 on this album?
He is. It's S2, okay, but it's TWO spelled out.
Oh, instead of S1. I'm like, all right, well, if you're S1, I'm going to be S2.
I mean, unless that's supposed to be pronounced stew or stuo or whatever, I'm going to go with S2. Yeah, Lose You, definitely a stereotypical Drake 40 rapping record, but I'm pretty sure he's just made this before better.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I was talking about. Yes. I think he's rapping on here. Like, he's rapping. The verse is good, but I've heard this beat 5 other times from Drake.
Uh-huh. 40's probably made about 20 of these.
Yep.
I'm good.
So that's the thing. That's the thing about Rappity Rapper Drake. Like, you guys want Rappity Rap Drake so bad, but Rappity Rap Drake always shows up on these types of records. Like, these are the only records where Rappity Rap Drake gets busy. Drake hasn't rapped on anything hard since, what, Lord Knows, Tuscan Leather? Like, Rappity Rap. Maybe 6 p.m. in New York is probably the last hard record he got on.
Is that true? Wait, nothing from Views?
I'm about to pull up Views right now.
Hype is pretty hard, but he's not rapping.
But that's not Rappity Rap. Like, Free Smoke is hard, but he's not Rappity Rapping on there. Okay, let's go to Views. Nah, son. I mean, I guess the title track is kind of hard. You can make an argument for the title track on Views with the Wine and Simple. You can make a case for that, but I don't like that beat, so there's that. I know. Whatever. That's fine.
Okay.
We'll take that. But yeah, like, people want a full rap album from Drake, and Drake has never done that.
He won't. Why would he?
Exactly. I don't need it. I'm good. I have a Rappity Rap Drake playlist that I'm totally cool with.
And see, for this summer, might be time to do a Caribbean Jams Drake playlist.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's totally going to be the name of the playlist.
Of course it is. Track 17, Can't Have Everything, produced by Jazz Feezy and Samson.
Yeah, this is all right. Yeah.
Good, because I want to talk about Glow, featuring Kanye West.
Go ahead.
Produced by 40, Kanye, and Noah Goldstein.
I have to know how you feel about this song.
The song makes absolutely no sense, and yet it makes all the sense in the world. Mm. It's so weird and so delightful. That hook is perfect. It's so good. The outro, out of nowhere, perfect. This isn't a song so much as it's like a concept, a loose idea. Kanye tweeted out, the word glow in all caps, like back when the rumored, Drake and Kanye are working on an album together. This has been cooking for a little while. Glow is so weird, but yeah, that hook is, yeah. I'm a fan.
This song is terrible.
Oh, stop it.
I do like the random Frankie Beverly and Maze outro. I do like that.
Okay.
But Kanye, no. Kanye's All Lives Matter verse. Somebody tweeted and said, Kanye sounds like he voted for Trump and regrets it. I'm totally good off this record. Nope, I'm good. Thank you. This is up there with Drunken Hot Girls as just...
Oh, no.
Black eye.
The credits on this are just... Who is not credited on here?
I was about to say, who is Kim credited on here? Is Chloe credited on here? Thompson?
So obviously, so it samples that Earth, Wind, and Fire record.
I'm sorry, Earth, Wind, and Fire, my bad.
But,
oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Cookout Twitter is about to kill me right now.
And it has an excerpt from Jungle. So that's got Drake credits
Drake
on
Jungle?
It. Yeah.
This guy.
But I'm seeing...
Can you sample me?
I'm seeing writing credits from Sci-Hi. King Louis. That alone, I'm like, okay, sure.
Isn't he in jail?
I don't know how that's possible. Majee Jordan has credits on here.
They are on the album.
Malik Youssef has credit on here. Yeah. Elangelo has a credit on here.
Who?
Elangelo.
Oh, I thought you said D'Angelo.
But maybe he has a credit on Jungle. I'm not, I don't know. There's also, I mean, as you know, a Kanye and Drake record, there's going to be like 20 people who worked on it. No, Glow is delightfully weird.
You got it.
Okay.
You got this next record too.
Since Way Back, featuring Party Next Door. Boy, do you think Party has realized that he's about to be kicked out? Because
you think so?
This is his first credit. First credit, and we're 19 tracks in. You might as well just tell him, oh no, man, I'm really sorry. We forgot to invite you.
I feel like Party is in the studio working on stuff and just hiding it.
You think he's decided to keep the good stuff for himself?
Yeah, so I think what's going to happen is like Drake walks in. He's like, hey, Party World, we're working on More Life. You got anything? Nah, man, not really. He's like, he's playing him like all his B and C level stuff. And Drake is like, nah, you keep working. He leaves. And then like Party has like Illmatic on like a hard drive.
Just really sad Illmatic.
Yeah. Illsatic?
Sadmatic.
Or something like that. Sadmatic.
Oh, this is terrible. This song is not really good. I don't, you know, it's got an R. Kelly sample, but I'm like, nah.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm just good. There's like a whole bunch of producers on here. G-Ride, Party Next Door, 40, Merge, Top Floor. People, obviously, I'm guessing these are a bunch of Toronto guys, but nah, I'm good.
Yep.
You want to talk about Fake Love?
No.
Fake Love has grown on me. Not amazing.
I mean, it's not as bad as a rip of Hotline Bling as it was originally, but I'm still good.
Oh, so to me, it's a rip of Pick Up the Phone.
Ah, mm-hmm. I can see that.
Starra even writes on both of them. Yeah, Fake Love is meant to be Pick Up the Phone. And then he just completed the job in Portland.
That's interesting, because the next record people are saying is a ripoff of Broccoli.
It is, but we're going to get there. Okay. But Fake Love, produced by Vinyls and Frank Dukes, it's cool. It's fine. I mean, at this point, we're 20 tracks in. We're got to be past 70 minutes at this point. You're kind of like, all right. But I'm not mad at it. Mm-hmm. It's on here so that they can game the streaming numbers because they're not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Because Fake Love has a lot of streams already. So when they count, anyway, it gets complicated. But this is, I mean, I should point out, this is like the first day numbers for this shattered every streaming record that existed. 60 million on Spotify, 90 million on Apple Music. For streams on day one. So needless to say, this will be number one this week. We'll just have to see what the final numbers are. But yeah, Fake Love is cool. I'm not mad at it. You want to talk about Ice Melts?
No.
I like Ice Melts. So Ice Melts featuring Young Thug, produced by Super Mario and S1. I mean, this is definitely basically a dram record. But as long as you're okay with Thug being Thug, which granted, I'm asking a lot, but as long as you're okay with that, this song totally works. It's kind of in a weird spot on the album. Like the album is sort of like tailing off, trying to like end quickly, I feel like. And so they sort of bury the song at the end. It doesn't really make sense to me. But I like Ice Melts.
Yeah, you got it. I don't like that record at all. Mm. I haven't even heard it all the way through.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
And then Do Not Disturb, Boy Wonder, Alan Ritter, 40. This is okay.
I like this.
I knew Drake likes to end on a song like this, I feel like.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to end with Ice Melts.
No. He wasn't going to end with Glow either, so I feel like he had to like throw some records on there.
Right. I feel like Glow was a natural spot to end the album, kind of, but they didn't have a way to do it.
They totally could have went Glow, Fake Love, Do Not Disturb.
I like Ice Melts, though. So but put Ice Melts somewhere else.
That could have been in that Portland Sacrifices sort of way.
It's very similar to that, right? Cut off that Skepta interlude and we'd be in business.
Yeah,
actually, but that's not a bad idea.
You don't want Young Thug like that close on your track list.
You don't want two back to back Thug tracks.
Yeah, too much thuggery, too close. I think that's the mindset.
Okay.
The funny part about Do Not Disturb. First, I think this beat is really dope. I think it's underrated in the grand scheme of this project. I haven't heard as many people talk about it. I heard more people talk about Lose You, but Lose You sounds like that Jhené Aiko record. I can't think of the name of it. The I Don't Need You, But I Want You.
Oh,
They sound just alike. Do Not Disturb is a much better rappity rap Drake record than Lose You. He mentions, like, what did he say? Like 7 a.m. in Germany or something like that? Like, why didn't you just call it that?
Oh, right. You call it 7 a.m. in Germany and all of a sudden there's a ton of hype and people feel a certain kind of way.
But I feel like this is fine. I feel like this goes in the time at city. Like this could have fit. It wouldn't have been like a Maybach Music 5. It's like, why is that? Like, I think it fits.
Yeah. This song is cool. I don't know. Like maybe it's just because it's at the end, but I'm like, nah, I don't really know how it fits in with the rest of the album. And if truly this is a playlist, like I wouldn't end a playlist this way.
I agree with that.
I mean, if you're going to do that, Fake Love is how you end the playlist.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm similar to, didn't Hotline Bling
interviews? That's right.
Yep.
You play the early hit right at the end. End the show.
Yep. Remember we talked about Big Crit's album where Crit's album felt like he was sequencing a show? You could have did that.
Where is Big Crit?
He got off of Def Jam. I've heard him here and there, but he's been quiet for the most part. I think he got married.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, I think he got married. So there's that.
So anyway, so let's try to wrap this up a little bit. So overall, first of all, do you consider this an album?
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you feel about it right now anyway?
It's cool. I'm still listening to it it's interesting, the dynamic between Ross and Drake. People are trying to compare the albums. They're two completely different. But one aspect that they're different on that people haven't talked about was with Ross, I knew immediately the songs that I liked.
That's right.
Like, oh, this is crazy. These songs, there's a couple that stand out like, yo, this is dope off the rip. But a lot of these I can tell I need the temperature to be up another 15 to 20 degrees. I need some different circumstances in my life for that to exist. So it's amazing. I feel like they both time these albums really well, because once the warmer weather hits, like, both of them could potentially have hit records if they do it right.
Yeah, I mean, I think because Ross's album is very much more like, do you like the rapping? Do you like the beat? That's fine, because Ross is not making pop records in any way. There's no pop hooks. There's no carefully crafted like little earworms that are going to come back. You know what I mean? Like, that's not this type of song he's making. So it's much more immediate. I like it. I don't like it, etc. For Drake, some of these things are going to get lodged in your ear. You're going to be like, oh, right. You know, you're going to find yourself humming Ice Melts at some point.
Debatable.
Right. You're gonna be walking around, all of a sudden you're gonna be doing Quavo ad libs. Skirt, skirt, skirt.
The only thing I'm gonna be saying a lot on this album is Perky Turkey Breasts. Batman dunna dunna.
I think secretly you like gigs.
No, this isn't like the OJ to Juice Man so bad it's good thing. No, this is like, why? But it's just fun. Look at them turkeys.
See, what I'm really looking forward to is first time you're at like a get together or some situation where people are like dancing and having a good time, and Get It Together comes on, and you're gonna everybody can be like, well, actually, this is Superman by Black Hawk.
Listen, you don't know me. You don't know me at all.
So we'd be like, oh, this is that Drake record. And you're gonna be like, ah.
Debatable.
Or better yet, you're gonna have your own custom version and you're gonna play in the car, and it's gonna be like, oh, is this that Drake record? You're gonna be like, aha.
I'm glad you asked.
Right.
Well, actually,
pull over while I while I entertain you for a minute.
There's a house artist named Black Coffee.
Do you know what house music is?
It all started. Oh, I have a headache. Oh, boy. Totally. No, and I think you're right. Like, Get It Together, there's no reason why Get It Together doesn't kill the spring.
Yeah.
There's no reason why it doesn't. Because You Need Me, that's there.
Yeah.
That's right there.
And then, as Marissa put it, the 40 filter, it sounds like heartbeat drums, right? And it's sort of like, that's what the 40 filter effect does on this, and it just totally works.
Yeah.
For me, the more I listen to this, the more I like it, which I wasn't expecting. The first time I heard it, I was ready to call this Drake's worst or second worst project.
Wow.
Because I heard this on headphones and I was just, it was like a Sunday morning and I was just like, eh.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah. You completely set yourself up to fail.
Eh. Right. Right. And then, you know, I was listening to a little bit more later that day while I was doing errands, and I had to just playing through loudspeakers, and I was like, oh, right. Get It Together. I get it now. But then driving into work, I was like, oh, okay. Free smoke in the car. No long talk. I get it, you know? And look, there are real problems here, right? Like Skepta interlude, everything involving Griggs. The party song is a total throwaway.
Yeah.
Can't Have Everything is a throwaway. Oh, the Kanye song is great. You don't like how they go back and forth? No. It's...
No. Look at them turkeys. Look at them turkey.
Anyway, I really like a lot of individual pieces to this. I don't know how I feel about this as a project yet.
Yeah.
Because it's really the thing that holds us together is basically here's where Drake is at musically in 2017. That's literally the concept of the album. Well, that, and it's clearly a reaction to Views.
Absolutely.
He's like, hey guys, don't worry. I'm not taking myself that seriously anymore.
And he even says it. He even pulls the rapper card. The, oh, I was angry when I wrote Views. Shut up. Take the L, bro.
Yeah, I mean, take the L for, you know, an album that had one dance and, you know, like, yeah. So, oh, he's really hurting. The thing is, though, he really takes seriously how people see his albums.
1,000%.
Right. So I got a question for you. Are people going to try this idea of, oh, I'm making a playlist now?
Yes. Yes. I don't have anything else to say. Yes, okay. You will start to see more and more playlists. I don't think it'll be rolled out the same way Drake did, but I think the same way Beyonce released her self-titled album, and we saw those surprise releases,
right.
which eventually curbed off to, you know, maybe a 2 or 3 week rollout. You'll now begin to see playlists. 1,000%. I wouldn't be surprised if Nicki did it.
Because
if you think about it, all of Nicki's albums have been playlists. You are basically like grouping all of the similar songs together.
Well, and it lets her solve the same problem that Drake's trying to solve, right? How do you balance all these? How do you balance these different sounds?
Yep. Just call it a playlist.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah. John Madden. Boom. That's it.
So people are going to ask if I don't ask. It's far too early, but generally speaking, is this in the middle of Drake's catalog? Is this at the bottom? Maybe towards the top?
Okay, you know what? We're going to have to write this out because we're going to really have to figure this out.
Okay,
we are on super duper overtime.
Yep.
Now, are we including So Far Gone in this? I say yes.
Yes, that's yes. We okay. Start right there.
Okay, so Far Gone, Thank Me Later, Take Care.
Nothing was the same. If you're reading this, it's too late. Yep.
And then Views.
Yep, More Life.
So this is 1, 2, 3, 4. So this is his 7th project.
If you count So Far Gone, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So 6 retail albums, 7th full project or whatever.
For the purposes of CRS.
Yeah, of course, because that's how we get down. So I've still got Take Care at the top.
Okay.
Either Nothing Was the Same if you're reading this is after that. Oh, no, I'm sorry. So Far Gone is at the top. Take Care is after that. My apologies.
I almost threw my microphone. It was real close.
No. I'm so sorry. So Far Gone is first. Take Care is second. Nothing Was the Same, and if you're reading this, a kind of, I think if you're reading this is a few tracks shorter. Oh, and I need to talk about that too. If that was a few tracks shorter, it would totally be above Nothing Was the Same, but that's kind of in that 3-4 spot. I'm definitely taking More Life before Thank Me Later.
Yeah.
But am I taking More Life before Views? No.
Mm. Let's see how you feel in a couple months.
Yeah, that's why, because right off top, Feel No Ways, Western Road Flows, With You, Controller, Grammys, Too Good, like those are records. So I know Views gets a bad rap, but Views got some joints on it. So I can't necessarily see it. I think I'm taking Views, then More Life, and then Thank Me Later's at the bottom.
Okay, so it's towards the bottom.
It's like the top of the bottom.
Top of the top.
Yep. Top. What about you? Where do you have it?
It's definitely above Thank Me Later. It's, I don't know if I hold, if you're reading this in as high regard as you do.
Okay.
I feel like, you know what? I feel like a lot of these Drake albums all suffer from the same thing. They're all too long. They all get spotty for the most part in the second half. Not all of them. Many of them get spotty in the second half. Or in one particular section. Actually, Views is spotty in the first half, I would argue. But like Nothing Was the Same, I feel like falters a little bit. I don't know. If you're reading this, definitely falters in the second half. Thank Me Later definitely falters. Yeah. It's not the worst. It's not the best. I think it's somewhere in the middle. Maybe tour. Yeah, it's right now it feels kind of in the middle. But also, I'm not, you know, it's been out for like 3 or 4 days. But in terms of tone and just like where it's at. Like Views had a bunch of really good records on it, some great mm-hmm. ones, but I'm glad that Super Serious Drake is not around right now.
Yeah.
I don't want that Drake. I really don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Okay. So here's the question. I've heard, so you and I are strong proprietors of less is more.
From an artistic point of view, yes.
Yeah. So for the, you know, sequencing, whatever. But now what the argument that I'm hearing is, well, why are we complaining about the artist giving us more songs? So More Life is 21 tracks, 22 tracks. Why is that not good enough? Why would you not want more music from one of your favorite artists? Like, what's your response to that sort of perspective?
I mean, I think that for any creative form, being able to edit your work right is important. I think that more is not necessarily always better.
Mm-hmm.
I think knowing what to say no to is often just as important, if not more important, than knowing what to say yes to.
Yeah.
And so there are certain times when an artist will be in such a zone that they are saying no, quote unquote, to records that are actually incredible. Or maybe the problem is that an artist doesn't actually have a great sense of what they should be saying no to, and they end up saying no to records that are actually incredible. But I feel like the era we came up in, oftentimes a record didn't make it because of a sample problem.
Yeah.
And so this new era of streaming wouldn't really solve that sort of problem. So mm-hmm. the real question is, are there enough artists who make questionable decisions about what they should say yes or no to that would make me want them to just put out way more tracks? Like actually, so take Rick Ross as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have a 20-track Rick Ross project right now?
Depends on which Ross I'm getting.
Right. And, you know, what's not clear to me are when he puts out these mixtapes, is that because he sees them as here's my spare stuff, or is it really because he's not clearing the sample? Right. I think he's a particular case where, look, if you're telling me these all could actually be retail, then maybe Ross actually doesn't know how to pick the ones that he should be picking. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
But that's not really a thing with Drake. Like, this project would be better if it were leaner, right? Like, what? I mean, I'll put it this way. There are definitely songs, and this is why you have to have a wide circle of people who listen to your stuff. There are songs in here that you and I disagreed on, right?
Yep.
But there are songs in here that both you and I, and I'm guessing a decent number of people, immediately picked out as, nah, I'm skipping that.
Yep.
And because he's, and so you have to wonder, like, why even put that on here? Especially, look, it's not like this is, you know, 1999 Rockefeller and we got to, oh, I get it. This is the Ranges beat, you know, or whatever. Like, sorry, the Ranges. The Ranges? I always say the Ranges. It's not like some, like, weed carrier rapper. Like, he's not even promoting his OVO sound, really. Like, Division is nowhere to be found except for 1985 producing. Majid Jordan is nowhere to be found. Party barely pops up. Roy Woods might as well be in a witness protection program. It's not like we're getting throw on tracks to promote those people. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. It's one of those things where it's like, I just don't know why some of these songs are really here.
Yeah.
And so in that case, I go, okay, is it possible that some people like it? Sure. Maybe. I guess. I get that. Is there a better way maybe to... Look, if you're going to still call this a project, then maybe you just put out a whole bunch of Lucy's afterwards so that your serious fans can get, you know, the full comprehensive discography from you. But right. If you're calling it a project, then you're implicitly saying, like, I'm defining stuff that needs to go on here, which means you're saying no to some things and yes to others.
Yeah.
It's a long-winded way of saying it matters. It doesn't mean that artists should only release albums, and if they edit aggressively, well, if we only get 10 Drake songs, he was aggressive and he edited and they're all great, so we only get those 10 and we never get to hear the other 12. Well, no. There are ways around that now. But if you have a project and you're putting a limit on it, which he did, then make it as good as you can.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
I sort of ranted and raved there for a minute, but
nah, I think you said everything that needed to be said. Yeah. I think I'm good. I don't think I have any other questions or statements or anything in that regard.
Is that it for... anything else you want to say about the Drake album?
I think I'm good. I'm sure I'm going to find something else, but I think we've done enough.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening through this week's two-sided episode of Clock Radio Speakers. As always, use the hashtag #ClockRadioSpeakers or just hit us up at CRS Podcast on Twitter and let us know what you think. Are we on point with what we think about Drake? Are we being too harsh on the UK rappers? What do you think about Ross's album? Whatever you want to talk to us about, we try to respond whenever we can. We'd love to know what you think. And go to armandwakeup.bandcamp.com. No, actually, they can't find the new track there yet. God, I got to stop trying to plug your stuff because I screw it up every week.
No, it's cool. Just
you know,
just
go there anyway. But where can they sign up for the mailing list? How about that?
Armandwakeup.bandcamp.com. Or they can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram at armandwakeup, A-R-M-O-N-D, wake up all one word. And yeah, send me your email. I'll add you to the list. I'm working on an easy way to do that. And yeah, new freestyle this week. Yep, that'll be it.
All right. Well, that's it, everybody. And so we'll be back next week with a special retrospective. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, we won't talk about it yet, but we'll see you all in a week.